Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, thank you. So glad to have you with us. I want to welcome our audience, very small, but they make a lot of noise. Our Facebook, who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, where we are streaming live. And I also want to welcome our Blog Talk radio listeners. Oh, and please, this is Jimbo Payne. He's having a terrible fit with
Yeah, I woke up like that.
Allergies.
From a nap. So, it is.
Yeah. So anyway, we're all here. We're out. We're started. We're going to have readings, give some support and advice, and maybe a little laugh process. So.
All right.
I've
got to catch up first.
Okay, you catch up.
Before we even get started, because we've got international around here. First of all, Jill's in Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. We are so sorry.
We're not wrong. It's part of the UK, Deb. She doesn't get it. Even though I was in profile of Jill's UK.
Yes.
We also have Sienna, was in Alberta, Canada, an international shout out. And Trina is in Belfast, so there's Ireland.
Trina and you.
So that continent is represented well.
Yes, if anybody else is joining us and you would like a nice shout out.
International shout out.
Yep, let us know.
I think I covered everybody so far. All right, now you can resume.
All right. Now, for those of you that maybe haven't joined us before, I use nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards the way my grandmother taught me all those many years ago. So it is important that we make the distinction, that this is not tarot, oracle cards, or any of the many, many different systems that are out there, which I have respect for them all. This is the only one that I've actually studied and mastered. And I am the only living master expert of this method, still living. So I just want to make that distinction. Remember, this method is a little bit different from what you may be used to. What we do is we use the deck, the full, which is 24 cards, and project from where we are right now in the present into the future, which, of course, I would say the majority of them do. But that's where we leave it. From there, we are able to look at what's on our path. Do we like what we see? Do we want to improve it? Maybe get rid of it? Do we want to make it? Sweeping changes or maybe just little changes along the way, a better career happening. So even though it's called Psychic Love Doctor Show, actually it covers, oh goodness, well, relationships, your career, family, friends, coworkers. What's ahead for you? Will there be a career that will really fulfill you? The list is endless, really. So think all we're going to do is focus on love. So the cards we'll use in your reading are going to be choice and change. They are very dynamic and life-changing ways. And now I'm going to hand it over to my co-chair, Jimbo Higgins.
Yes, indeed. I want to give another international shout-out. We have Rachel in Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, yes.
All right, I will start spewing information out, and it will be something you want to listen to about international folks and how they can
contact us.
Yes. First of all, it's a primary, is a call-in number, 515-629-676. That's the number you can or Skype in. Skype's an option no matter where you are in the globe. You'll call in. I've got some people on hold already, so they know you'll be told you're going on hold, and you can listen to the show, and you'll hear the show plain as day, and that means everything's working great. We'll see you on a list. You want to keep a track of the order so we don't let anybody take cuts in the line. And when we actually take your call, this is where we start getting in, because it's about the quality of the communication. It's coming into our microphones and all that stuff, so it starts degrading. So, again, legally and safely, please do not be on speakerphone or Bluetooth. Bluetooth has given us this. I don't know where I'm a reason. I don't know, but it has. Please, if you can avoid, please do so. Definitely background, speakerphone or not. Definitely watch out for this wind. The wind is a culprit. You're in a crowded place. You didn't think was too crowded, but you're noisy on our end. And please try to remain stationary. That multitasking stuff, once again, it comes out like crap on our end. So avoid all those things if you can. The quality of your reading.
Yes, find a sweet spot and stay there.
Yeah, preferably if you probably know of a good place to relax and chill where you have good communication. All right. We work it in, and a lot of times we've totally opened the floor to Messenger. For the internet, for any, but those are the ones that are typically can't call in. The door to Facebook Messenger when that opportunity to Messenger us ever until we actually say to do so, because we can't put you on. You'll be messengering when we ask Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show, which means you will have to be friends with her in order to do so. So if you're new here, I don't have to tell you, but if you already are friends with her, you're good to go once we open that door of Messenger.
And the third way,
the third way is you get to that point where you're kind of calming down a lot. We'll ask people to just type in your question. But that one's the last resort because there's so much delay time and information exchange is so crappy. So the delay time.
Yeah.
But we have done it. We did it just recently, like the last show or the show before. I don't remember which one it was, but we have done it. So in other words, don't be discouraged if you're unable to messenger or call it. Get to you. Anyway, and on this, let's see. We're going to go to checks to make sure I don't skip anybody. 775 Nevada, first caller, 775.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. Who is calling in, please?
Thank you. My name is Wendy, and I've talked to you before. I'm so very fortunate. You're both very nice. And
I'm actually
in Sacramento, California. And I'm going to give you an update. I hope you remember that I had asked you about being approved for my long-term home health care.
Yes.
And, oh, good. Well, the latest is my doctor's office called me, and they said that the company, Unum, is faxing her several times, and they say they expect that I physically come into the office and have her examine me to have a very current in-person visit. And she's encouraging it because I think she feels she'll have more power to have them approve me. So I'm going to go in on September the 20th. And what will the result be? Will that be the icing on the cake? Will they approve me after that, or will I have to keep applying time and time again?
Well, I will definitely look into that question for you. Let's bear in mind it's sort of on the periphery medical advice, and we're not allowed to give any.
Yeah, medical
or
legal. Any other
thing
like that. You're asking us about construction codes and stuff like that. That's.
But I can tell you what, like, say, atmosphere is, what my opinion is as just a layperson, okay?
Yep.
All right, so here we go. And again, I mentioned I'm using a full 24-card layout where others maybe a draw of 2-3 cards. I prefer the enchilada, which is what I would use in a private session with you. We would, of course, be laying the cards down more than once.
Speaking of cards, I'm going to address everybody because I forgot. At the end of your regular card reading with Deborah, we'll be doing card reading. And you'll that sound play to me. And I have your intro card. Now, that is a single card, so it's going to be quick. And it's going to be our goodbye to another card reading. And then we move on to the next caller. And when you hear the harp, the reading is over. We can't have follow-up questions over and over because we got too many people. It's not fair to them.
Yeah. And our producer said we needed to turn up a little bit. You know, that some reading.
Yeah, they do. Especially the early ones. They run really long, and then we're, like, scrambling on the back end shows.
Exactly.
So we're going to kind of watch ourselves here the first couple readings.
Now, I do remember, Wendy, at least I'm mentioning this in case I did not remember it correctly. You had spoken to somebody different at the insurance company, I think, and it was a woman of action. And is this the one that's set up that appointment for you?
Tina is the lady that I'm working with now. She's actually out on vacation for another week. But it really was a message from my medical doctor stating that the company is faxing her and telling her they need an in-person visit. So it's more than just diagnosis codes. It's the way my doctor words it. She's a very, very intelligent woman. So I hope that my doctor words it in a way that will become effective for me so that they will approve me. I've got plenty of backup proof.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you that things look very good. Very good. I think it'll move quickly after evaluation that you're going to. So I
hope
that you can be, very sure that everything is going to be done that can be done and that you will come out a winner. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't see the facts right in front of me. Intuitive,
Let's not use the
word. Not facts. Yeah.
The intuitive card reading you are receiving indicated.
Well, I will put it this way. Will my wishes come true before the end of September?
I think so. If these were mine, I would rest on that. I would be like, yeah, finally.
Optimistic.
Yeah, that's a good word for this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and last time I talked to you, you sounded very optimistic, and you said, there's just one more thing I have to do, so maybe this is what you were picking up.
I really think so. And I think after this, you're going to richly deserve, which is, I believe, the feelings of your current doctor, your doctor. So what do you got for us, Jim?
Will he be my advocate? Will she support me in every way she can?
I really think so, but Jim is prepared to give you.
Reading is over. Yeah. I got to move to your angel card reading because we have other callers. So.
In September, come for another show.
Yeah, come as many shows as you want. Yeah. Each and every single day, you're welcome to.
Exactly.
All right. This you'll have to think about this, how this would apply to your situation, or you're not even discussing with us. Moon cycles. Archangel Hanael, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, in other words, you get notice the cycles you would have to follow them a lot. This is the opportunity to do stuff.
Maybe it would be fascinating to find out what phase the moon will be in for the 20th.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe I can go on the internet, but I can't. One can do that.
I think things are definitely looking good for you, Wendy. So we shut up.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Sure. Take care.
Good luck to you this next month of September, which is tomorrow.
Yeah. right.
It is indeed. All right, we had a caller drop. Go back if you drop. We will gladly accept you back into the fold.
Right. This.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Look at the internet. I want to just computer right across the room.
You're just spoiled. That's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to area 618, which is in Illinois, 618.
Hey, Illinois, good to have you with us. What is your first name?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, good. And you?
I haven't talked to you for a while. Last time I talked to you was Amy. I was just leaving Mark's house, and since then I have not heard from him.
All right. Well, we've discussed several aspects of personality.
Yep.
And I feel there's a... addiction issue, which you've identified as drinking, you know, alcoholism.
Yep.
Part. So you have it. So here things were going so well. You spent the night with him, or what was left of the night.
Yep.
Right.
And you said you got the card of love that morning.
So now, what has changed? He's given you no information.
11 days?
Yeah. Well, all right.
And he's just not responding electronically? Do you know
nope.
if he's actually...
He won't text, he won't call, he won't nothing.
Is he in town?
He lives in a town away from me.
No, but is he hasn't on trip or anything, has he?
Does he travel in his work?
No.
Or wouldn't you? Okay.
No, he's at home, because I talked to his mom.
That's what I was wondering.
Let
if
me
he
ask
somebody.
You, Amy, is she concerned about him, his mother?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I bet she is. She is, because she's a mom, and they don't want
yep.
their kids to struggle with these things if they don't have
no,
to.
No, true.
Because there are fixes. You have to want to fix
it. She told me he's a lot like his father. Like, his father is very, her word, exact word was an asshole, basically. And she said, you know, I don't know why, but if he could treat his mom like this, I could understand why he's doing it to you, because he doesn't even love his mom, she said.
That's a shame, because he comes through and always has as a very loving, sensitive guy, you know.
Yeah.
Why would you want him? You wouldn't. You'd find somebody to fit that bill. The trouble is he is having severe mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
Bipolarness, where he goes from, say, the mania to severe depression and back again. He needs to get himself evaluated.
She told me he's supposed to be taking Lexapro, and I know he isn't taking it, because he told me his doctor moved, and he doesn't think that his doctor will accept him since he moved to another town. And I said, that's not true.
He's lying to his mother.
Yes.
That's what you're
saying. And, you know, and that's very common for people not to take medication. That it's like something that's supposed to help. They don't take it. Maybe they don't like. So a lot of times, what
that's
I hear is
they take
medication. A lot of times, there are people taking medication. And they're like, "Wow, I'm cool. I feel great. I don't need it now."
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You know, then they go
it's
boom.
It's a false sense of wellness.
You feel like you're
yeah.
just better.
Yeah.
Period. Not because of the pills. You know.
Well, he gravitates. Yeah. Go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
I guess my question is like, is it, you see anything happening between us, or what do you see for me?
Well, now he's got those I want to call it like a trough, and he's done this with you before. Any
mm-hmm.
kind of like human contact outside of his job, and you know he works for a drink. And a lot of people are like that. They use the excuse, "Well, I work hard so I can play hard," but I think he is actually self-made. With the alcohol. And it's not a way to live.
It isn't, but it's very common.
It's very common. And I'm looking around. I'm not seeing another person taking his attention away from you. Nothing like that. If anything, he really loves to wallow in his own self-pity.
Yep.
So, yeah, so cards as far as his personality and his sense state, but now he's pushed
and
you
I'm
away.
And I'm not trying to reach out as much.
But I don't think you should. Yeah, I really don't think that you should bash this guy to death. He's only going to retreat that much more. So
I just I wonder.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
But is this a life that you put up with forever?
Yeah.
Did you say, "Well, this is the way it's going to be forever"?
Tolerate
it. Amy's got to see this through.
Yeah, but what is
he's ready.
Oh, I got
fully
you.
Walk
I got
away.
You. See it through as in the right decision to make.
Yeah,
Roger
I mean,
that.
His health is, his outlook on life is failing, and sometimes I think people get that isolated with their own, their own emotions and the gloom and doom that they perceive is all that's out there. Well, I think they want to be left alone, but I also worry that they're contemplating taking their lives. Now, with him, I'm not
right.
seeing that. I just see that he's a recluse right now. Just leave him and his beer alone or whatever it is.
Or his liquid pleasure of poison is.
Yeah,
I think he's going to come out of it. I feel like he is. I just don't know when.
And it's kind of up in the air with his these major mood swings he had. Now, remember the last time I did give you a reading, you heard from him that very night when we did that. So why don't we have a little hope that you're going to hear from him soon? No, I see the occasion, but he's very impulsive. You know, he doesn't think long about, well, I think I'll call me a little later. Don't. He just kind of reaches for the phone, and next he's ringing you up.
Next thing
right.
you know, Jim.
So I'm going to see what Jim's got for you.
Stand by for your angel. Say goodbye.
Okay.
Subject comfort. Archangel Azrael. I am with you in your need, helping your heart to heal.
So you got a really good archangel there.
Yeah, that's
yes.
about your heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you are going to go through a period here. Prepare for it.
A little bit already.
Yeah, that he's going to let you down here like he has before. But your love is so strong that I would never sit here and say, well, you know, you're not doing yourself any good, you know, by waiting around. I just don't like to give hopeless pieces of insight like that. That this is where we're using choice and change. You need to wait for him to come around to you. And
right.
That's not to do that. Yeah, I know. We something's up with this.
It's just.
All right.
When you, hard mix, but anyway.
Thank you guys as always.
Appreciate it. We love hearing from you. Thank you.
Right. Have a good day, guys.
All up like this, like Amy. She's just been a regular for the show. This is a cool longtime friend we know. She's only become this.
Right.
This familiar.
And she's called a few times, but it hasn't been an outrageous. It hasn't been like for years and years or anything.
No.
Like that. So it doesn't take long to build up that that kind of relationship. All right.
Yeah.
Jill said she loves your J cup.
What is a J cup?
Next to you with a J.
Oh, my J cup. Yeah.
I don't know if you're talking about any bra sizes here or anything like
you
that.
I wondered if somebody would mention it. And Jim was not actually grabbing for me, for my water.
Jill says she's been calling the last one. I mean, Amy says she's been calling the last one.
Oh, wow. See? And I feel such a report into it, Amy, that she can just call up and be very general about her question. Where you new folks, now you got to give me a little bit of detail.
I mean, even if you're not new, the more details, the better. But you can kind of get away with that a little bit after you've been calling a few months. And you just say, you remember that thing we were talking about? And be like, oh, yeah. CRS. All right, let's do it. Let's go to area code 520, which is out in Arizona. 520.
Well, hello there.
Welcome to the show.
And what is your name, please?
Hi, Lisa. Lisa calling from Arizona.
Yes, did you call us yesterday?
You know, I may have called you. I may have called you. I won't say no. Life's been going really fast, but I'll just go ahead and say yes.
We're on board. So I can't remember myself, but like you said, life's a big blur nowadays, so it is what it is.
Well, you know, if you study time, and I did when I went to the metaphysical university right there, time is like a funnel, and they demonstrated that funnel rim. This is, and everything takes a long time. You know, summer seems to last forever. But go up in age, the funnel narrows.
That's the question of the time. The time itself is not changing, though.
No.
It's a month, right? 6 months is 6 months. But you know, like your perception of the time is like when you're a kid and you're going to school. Oh, my God, the school year was 4,000.
Yeah.
Summer, 3 months summer, that's 1 day. Seems like 1 day, so I'm over.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I wanted to ask you if I could, please. I'm putting in different rental applications because I want to save money and I need to be closer where I used to live. And I'm wondering if you see something that I turned down one place. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I turned them down because I didn't feel good about the management. And I wonder if you see me getting someplace that I'm going to be happy with. I did call someone this morning and told her that I saw one place that she had that was going to be coming up, I think, available. She and the owner haven't finalized the agreement between them. But I told her I'd be happy to take that place. But
good,
I don't know everything.
You know what? Whether we're renting or buying a home, or even if we're leasing an office, it's really important to experience the vibe, the energy you feel when you walk in the
door. Oh, yeah, if you can. That's always the risky part of doing that. You know?
It is.
You kind of like, you, no matter how much you do your research stuff, you come in and know how it's 100%.
But if you get that warm, cozy,
right, if you get that gut feeling,
I'm
like,
home
this
now.
Is it.
Yeah. I will look at the cards for you, Lisa.
Now, I have a question. You said you're trying to find a place closer to where you used to live. Why is that?
Because I have work that I need to take care of down there.
Okay. Well, listen, yeah, sure. So you want to be close to work. Gotcha.
And boy, gas is a big issue.
I mean, just all that crap, you know, keep up your life. And then you spend a lot of time commuting, and next thing you know, all you're doing is sleep.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yep. Oh, then, I also got to clean that bathroom and all that other crap in between. But,
yeah. It sounds so dismal.
The mundane life that we all live. I'm just kidding. You know, we do it because we enjoy it. We enjoy life, that is. I'm not saying jobs necessarily.
Psychically, do you see me getting a place soon?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's right under sure to come, which is my favorite designation.
Well, it should be.
In all the years of reading for others, which have been something I've seen here, has one another made its way to becoming that for others myself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's such a bad connection. I apologize. You keep cutting in and out. I apologize. So you do see it being positive?
Oh, yes. Definitely. And you know what? You can review this thing after the show because they are posted on Blog Talk and post them on Facebook. All right. So in its entirety. Absolutely think so, and I feel from looking here, it's really that place that it's going to be a lot of conflict for you.
It's going to be a smooth sailing, as you're saying. I think I'm not hearing.
Yes, yes, I believe it will be smooth sailing for you, and you'll be very happy there. And here's a question: you have love in your life. You have a partner or a significant other?
I'm always ready to take the next adventure.
Well, the place you're going is going to bring new love right to the door. So I think it's going to likely be in someone in the vicinity, the neighborhood.
Yeah, and you've got to remember things. Neighbor doesn't mean like you walk out your door and walk next door. It just means that somebody, you know, neighbors, or it's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Positive on that.
And
it,
well,
be,
better not be the neighbor, because I happen to know the neighbor, if I do get that house, and he's married.
Oh, well. Yeah, I don't think it's that neighbor.
No, I'm joking.
All right, we are too. We are too.
Good luck to you.
Stand by for your angel reading.
Yeah.
Crystal clear intentions, Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering. What you're doing, be clear that it will go down the way you want it to go down.
And you'll know the moment you walk in the door.
Michael says, you got it. I got
you. And he has a mighty...
He holds the big mighty, like the two-handed, like their broadswords, I believe they call them, the big bastards. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Let us know if you have a new abode, all right?
Call sooner.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We are open, so we're going to remind everybody that the show was for informational entertainment purposes only. It's our, you know, our happy, joy, just... let's see here.
But I already
promised.
All right. You've got to keep your promise.
You do. We do. And call her the... Gotcha. You're going to be next. But we are opening the floor to Facebook Messenger to definitely now.
Ta-da.
We'll keep that little window open for about 20, 30 seconds, and we'll jump in the call if nobody obliges.
Yes.
But you that are friends with Deborah Lee, now is your time. That window is open. I typed it in just to be safe.
I see.
Because there is that 20, 30 seconds.
What's that from?
It's the Final Jeopardy song. Oh, I never even really watched it. It's been on for so many years, you can't help but know those songs.
That's true.
We got that excited.
Yeah.
Our Facebook portal, like, just changed. It flipped a screen. I thought somebody was calling. All right, we're going to shut that window down here in about 10 seconds. We'll reopen it, though, so don't freak out, Messenger folks, if you ran to the bathroom or something. Went up to go get a beer. You come back. Got it. There you go. It's Jill. She's been here the whole time.
I had a feeling you were going to call.
I figured it would be Jill. She's been here big time.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Well, I asked that because it was like my internet lagging or whatever it is.
She's been a lot of that around.
Yes.
Oh, internet's on strike, maybe.
You got weather?
Oh.
No, not really, no, but if it's probably the weather, the government, it's someday.
Well.
The aliens.
You're not the first one today to actually say that to me, so.
Yeah, well, the world is full of nut jobs, let me tell you.
Okay,
Take it away.
Well, Miss Jill takes you to the show today.
No, to be honest, I've actually not been on Facebook often.
It has been a while.
Since the last time that we spoke. I don't know, I was just kind of drawn tonight.
Interesting, I've got to mention this.
Okay.
I've had a interview today. And when I saw that you had come to the Facebook page, I was like, I bet she's going to call in too.
Man, all these women are so psycho. I mean, psychic, it's crazy.
That has been said over the years.
Psycho?
That we are very positive that way.
I'm just asking, you know.
All right.
Alrighty then.
So how's everything going?
It's all right.
Well, I'm glad you're
here. Yeah. Here.
Do you have a question?
We're surviving, you know what it is. No news is good news is the way we look at it, you know.
We don't watch the news. We've learned
nope.
from the pandemic.
I don't know squat so sick of politics, and all the news does is try to find some shooting somewhere.
The media.
Some bad things. They don't give a damn about any good news. None whatsoever.
So, yes, we've found that.
Oh, my God.
We're
so much overthinking. We could all have conversation about when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I keep on the TV as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you keep telling the entire planet things, they're going to start feeling negative about everything.
They're going to start bringing us up.
You're going to bring the whole world's morale down if they keep reporting negative crap all the time.
Well, Joe, what would be your question for me?
Just around in the next 3 months
for
me and the kids.
Are they gone back to school yet?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Okay, well, that's good. It's always got back going.
It was always a relief, yes, for me.
It's cool for a little while if you have maybe, depending on the ages and whatnot, but after a while, they start going crazy.
They start fighting.
They start being kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed off of each other. They start fighting each other, too. And it's like they instigate each other to be more naughty.
So cute when they were born.
Learn to walk, all that stuff. You know, next thing you know, they're crashing cars, sneaking beers.
Yeah.
You know, doing crap, knocking chicks up. That crap.
What's your mind tonight?
That stuff happens. You know. All right. Anyway,
back
to you. Let's be positive. Let's be negative. Half full. The glass is half full. Damn it. The J glass.
Very bright. Well, let me see what we can do. It looks like I'm hearing more of the same, meaning that it's not going to be, high drama or high stress.
And in these days, that's actually good news.
It is. Nothing much.
Yeah, nobody. You
want
to, I'm not saying I won the lottery or anything, but you know what? It's not saying that somebody's dying. It's not saying that you're going to get fired.
I do want you to take very good care of your health.
Okay.
Your immune system might need some boosting.
Oh, and at that time of year is coming too, that wonderful F season, the flu season.
If you take supplements or you are on medication, you know, there's so many things you can do.
Yeah, whatever you do for yourself, if you already are knowing how to combat that stuff, keep doing it. Don't forget to do it.
What did you put us on a regiment over the quarantine?
It was a zinc supplement. It's supposed to be really good for fighting regular flus and especially the COVID one too.
And
vitamin results.
C.
Well, of course, vitamin
yeah.
C, big time. That's just regular. That's any kind of flu season that helps. It helps your immune system. It's not like it's putting up a shield, but it helps your immune system.
Yes, and also they're finding that those who take vitamin D supplements, it is still better to go outside and get at least 15 minutes of sunshine. Be out there, for bone health and for immunity.
I think that's very common for a lot of vitamin supplements. It's always better to get it naturally if you can.
Exactly.
But it's out there as an alternative if you can't.
Okay, because I do see that if you were reckless with your health, you'll be in the doctor's office and possibly off your feet, at home.
So make sure you get lots of good rest and as much sleep as you can.
Very good, Dr. Jimbo.
Yes, indeedy. Yeah.
I also see some money is coming to you between now and the end of the year. So this could be something for the holidays. It could be something you're owed because it appears to me that you will be very happy to get this money. Maybe
that's
back child support. You know, it could be a lot of different things.
Something. Just kind of windfall.
Yeah. And I thought you would be delighted to know money is coming.
So an unexpected windfall, possibly.
Yeah. It's always nice.
Yeah. That's nice.
Okay.
All right.
Now
what else you got?
You have a school-aged son, correct?
Back to school, right?
You have a son?
School-aged daughter.
He's what?
My son. 17. He's coming up 17.
That's right. And he's out of school now?
Yeah. It's his birthday on Sunday, actually.
Turning 18?
No, he's turning 17.
Okay. Ah, so he's almost, basically 17.
There is another young man in your cards that has it out for your son. There seems to be some sort of rivalry going on. The other boy is very jealous and vindictive.
A lot of teenage stuff there. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe your son is going to mention it to you. And I, if you were me, if I were you, how do you...
if I were in your shoes, comma.
I would take it seriously and possibly make a complaint to his parents.
Or just whatever, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Complaint to somebody that is authoritative.
Yeah, exactly, because, I mean...
I'm gonna have to kick some ass.
He's a bully.
Kick some mom, kick some ass, or
get out there and kick some mom.
Let somebody know. Get it documented. Hey, this guy is doing this.
No, is your son working?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, and this by being alert and by knowing about this, that this can fade out of your cards.
Then you might maybe pull him aside and say, hey. You got some kind of beef with somebody? How about back? Separate yourself.
That other kid is destined for.
Some of these ones are just they don't have a lot of hope left.
Mm-mm.
You know, and they have that chip on the shoulder. I'm a badass, so don't you dare look at me wrong. You know,
I
that
think
type of
he
thing.
Was raised badly.
Sure,
it's like a.
Normally, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Parents are out to lunch.
Yeah.
If they're even involved.
So a lot of times today, parents. Angel
time.
I already think that you are very intuitive. I see in cards that you have very good intuition. When it comes to your kids, I think you really do have a sharp focus on them and making them happy, knowing that they have a good home. I mean, these are all important things. Not working, you know, 10 hours a day. They've been, you know, to themselves or raised by a daycare worker who doesn't care. So I think it's really good choices, though. I really do.
Thank you.
And, you know, mommies don't often get the recognition they need when they've done a good job.
What about Mother's Day?
Mother's Day. Well, does the world...
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just saying. That's not a thing internationally.
We need to be honored more. Often we sacrifice things
typically,
for ourselves
typically
to
that
take care
the case,
of our
yes.
kids.
I cannot dispute.
So, Don, you have a great rest of the week. And if you can, join us next time.
And thank you for staying up so very
late. Yeah. Yes, it's late for you. Very late.
Yes. Speak to you soon.
Oh, yes, Don. Absolutely. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Really enjoy her. She is so nice. And that's another one we've all met through the shows.
Yes, and it's really great to get the international folks, give them an opportunity to call in, you know.
Absolutely, and for it to be free.
Yeah, and they well, plus they stay up so late.
To and, watch
and
us.
If we get a window, we don't get our show. Mondays we can do it because that's not our show. It's Front News and Soul, and they have a strictly regimented show because they have 24/7. They can't just call them wrong.
Yeah, it's a different
they have no
network.
Choice. They have no choice. They have the phone calls. That's just their thing. But every other show we do, we got the power.
Wasn't that a song?
I've got the power. Yeah. No, no, no. All right. Let's go to our next.
All righty. Where are you taking us?
I am taking us to 347, which
welcome to the show, hi. New York. What is your first name?
Hi. Hi, you guys. Hi, this is Tamika.
Oh, Tamika.
I say long
hi.
Time no talk. Basically, we talk a lot.
Hey,
that's
how
great.
Are you
glad
doing?
You called back. Awesome.
How are you?
Okay. I definitely wanted to say I hope your caller Tracy is listening. She came on after me the other day, and she was so sweet. She had said that that it's gonna be really good for me. The move, and that's gonna be a good beginning for me. She was really sweet. I don't know if you remember her.
Vaguely. Yeah.
She said that, you know, she was listening and she said that she wishes me well and that she thinks that the changes that are coming up are going to be really sweet. And she said that, I think, that she's heard me for years also in other shows, the things that I've gone through, like brain surgery, accident, being in love, like all kinds of messed up stuff. So she knows probably how I feel. And I thought that was so sweet that she took the time to say that in the beginning of the call. So if she's listening, I want to say thank you.
Well, that's sweet. So tell us, how are you doing over COVID?
I feel like I'm over it. I'm debating, and I wanted to know if you guys think I should go back to the job or not, because this is the contract job where I feel I got it from, and now they're starting to bother me about, you know, like, are you going to come back? But also my mom is like, hello, you know, we're moving soon, so how can you go back? Because we're going to be moving literally like 2 weeks, so I don't know how this is going to go. I kind of want to do it because of money, but it's a lot of my body, and I'm just getting over getting some numb. And, you know, this is just crazy. I don't know if I can do this or not. So I don't know if you guys think it's worth it or should I just.
Right. You could catch all over again, unfortunately. Yeah, like the president and his wife did. You know, rebound. I don't know what they did. Rebounding.
You could get it again. Typically you don't, but there's different stuff. Or you can get secondary infections. And I don't understand, because you want to get back into the swing of things. You want to move. You want to
money.
But you know what happens if you're still not fully recovered? And how do you know? It's tough. It's a tough call.
Are they wearing masks?
No, because you have to prove your vaccination in order to get in there. But somebody didn't. I don't know if it was the subway or the job, but somewhere, you know, I got sick.
Your cards are saying, yes, it's okay to go back. All right. quote me on it, because I am seeing over here under, what you don't expect. I'm sorry, I think you could relapse.
My God.
Yeah, so, and that would be coming soon. And it's not it bad. I remember you calling us.
Now her.
Yeah, I was really sick.
Her question was kind of oriented, sort of based on, they want to know if she should go back to work, because she has to get removed, regardless of she has to do both. And work, you need money, because you need money. And this real thing, maybe it's going to come to you, maybe.
I understand what you're saying.
What do you see?
Well, this is the thing. It's saying, yes, you could go back to work. It shows that the money would be very beneficial.
Yeah, because it's better
for
than
moving.
Yeah.
It also is showing that, and the timing on this, they're in threes, 3 weeks, 3 months, not 3 years, but I think.
Right. Obviously, it'd be short-term for that, right?
You could relapse, and this could be after going to Florida.
It could be a lot of things. It might needed to anything right this second, right?
Exactly.
This is coming. And guess what that means? It's out there.
Can we talk about more for a minute?
Holy, wait a minute. Is this, which one? Weren't they numbered? Wasn't they Manhorde 1 and Manhorde 2?
Manhorde 1.
Yeah, we could talk about, I wanted to ask you about him next, because me and him are supposed to chat later tonight, and he is to talk to you guys about, too. I don't know.
Yeah, is the guy that has feelings?
Manhorde number one is, okay, the main one. And who's Manhorde number two?
It's Frank, I think. Was it Frank?
Frank is the chicken shit one, the older one.
Oh, right, chicken shit. That's right.
Didn't we call him Manhorde two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to love this. This guy, what was his name? Like
Aries. He's a Greek god like him, so.
Aries is starting to realize the evolution of emotion. He is starting to realize, Tamika, that he's looking for you in the faces of these bimbos. that are out there that can be so easily had. And he's realizing, this is cool, that he is cheating himself out of a really good one. But remember, no, you can't help him. You take these steps on his own.
Oh, that poor guy has to have sex with a whole bunch of women before he figures it out. Oh, what a...
I know. What a horrible life. What a horrible life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're really this guy.
Well, see what happens with... Go ahead. You go ahead.
Listen to the trials of a hero, that all the trials that this hero has to go through before he finds out who his true love is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's almost like we're glamorizing what this... I'm just saying, but you're kind of like making it sound like it's okay. It's okay. Right now he's going to back and he's going to figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Here's the thing. Nothing gives the heart. Yes. Nothing gives the heart. 2020 perfect vision. Being in the arms of the wrong woman. And they have that awareness, that revelation. Or he'll always wonder, how many women did I miss out on?
So you just accept them?
Well, she knows.
It's okay. My future partner is going to have 20 to 30 before she comes back to me. I'm okay with it.
I think he's oversimplifying. Yeah, go ahead, Tamika.
He told me your phone is breaking up, but he texted me today out of the blue because I was thinking about him last night, like, a lot. But I don't contact him. He texted me today, hey, baby, how are you feeling? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm doing fine. I'm like, what are you up to? He told me he just came back from Florida. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said he went to Florida yesterday for a day. I'm like, oh, what, did you go on a little tryst with, you know, one of, like, your women or whatever? He's like, oh, no, my friend is a pilot. We just wanted an adventure. I'm like, oh, okay. So, anyway, do you want to talk later on? So, later on tonight, we're supposed to, like, have a phone date. And I was thinking of asking him, like, is he looking for a relationship or not? Even I know that's going to scare him away, and that's going to probably be it. But I was wondering if I should do that. And also, what the heck is he in Florida for a day for, if he's lying or telling the truth about that? Like, what in the world? What is that about, you know? And, like, what do you see with if I bring this stuff up to him?
Oh,
like, this is...
I don't think we should discuss it personally. Because I think there are women involved. All right.
You think there's other women involved?
Well, for this trip, you can't go to Florida and not see the sexy people walking around on the beach, you know? And
I don't know. What is that? Like, that sounds fishy to me that he was there for, he just got back. Like, he said he just got back and he was there for a day because his friend is a pilot. What was he doing? Meeting hookers? Like, what are you doing?
Hookers. But I really think they went to see some, maybe they've been talking to, but see, are we having a problem?
I don't know that this needs to be.
Oh, am I too loud?
It's just. Doesn't need to be there.
Okay. I was going.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is that each of these little adventures that he goes on, women that he meets, are actually bringing him closer to you. I know that sounds crazy, but like I've told you folks over the years of doing these shows, going crazy is the best thing to do. He's spoiled. He's got what grandma called spoiled. And what that is when they overindulge themselves. They are good looking people, can do about anything they want. They may, you know, they tend to make a lot of money. These are people that just live for pleasure. But he's bringing him, you're a lady of quality. You're a total package. But he wasn't able to realize that until he spent time with people of equality types of women. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I would love for him to realize
okay.
that. Yeah.
So what you're going to get in the end is a true, honest man that will bring the door of the past, and the best thing to do is to close the door on it to the past. you know, so that this doesn't invade a new beginning between the two of you. Because I've always thought you're going to find your way back to each other. And, hey, you can tease him for 20 years if you want about what a man whore he was. But I really think he's stopped that. Now, Sam doesn't agree.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
But that's like saying, well, once you're done murdering puppies, then I'll accept you to come back. But keep on until you're ready. Keep on having sex until you're ready. That's what
I don't like.
He's right, doing something wrong.
Believe me, I don't like it.
See, she doesn't like it.
I don't. Like, I know that this is the way that, this is the messed up way that the world, I feel, is now, especially the dating scene. I feel
and then here I am,
people like me that just get, we're just high and dry because we still are looking for, like, decency and people that don't act like that. And the world's changed.
Yeah.
It's just gotten so much crazier. And men, it's so easy for them now. And
you're in your 40s. Didn't you tell us that?
I'm in my early. September 3rd is my birthday. I'm in my early 40s. But I look.
Wow, just a few days away.
Well, what I want to.
But I look. I look so,
that I'm 25 years older than you. I'm 65, but I'm going to tell you, in the dating landscape, these men are still like that. I have a collection of penis photos that you wouldn't.
I'll take care of that. Ignore that.
I mean, they think as soon as they say hi to you, we want to see their genitals. And I'm thinking that's a huge turnoff. You know,
and the thing is, I attract teenagers still. I still attract because I look still like I'm a high school senior. So I attract these type of people.
She's smoking hot.
I'm not like saying anything about her reading. I'm just saying, isn't it weird things have to play out, even though they're bad things?
She's bringing her level.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's just sad that you have to wait for some guy to keep doing before he does right.
What's happening he's realizing he loves her and he wants to be a better man for her. But whatever gutters he's been rolling in, it might be walk away from all that.
Or not, you know.
Or not.
Right. I guess you'll find out when that day comes.
Yeah, you will. So that he's trying to... Yeah, go ahead, Tamika.
I feel like he wants to... Like you said the other night, he knows that I'm a girl that he didn't get to really conquer, and I feel like he wants to play the game right now and play coy so that he can conquer. Because he knows that I'm going to be... He knows I'm going to get spooked by his playerness, and I know that he knows that I know that he's a player. I could tell. I know he's a player, but I'm not letting him draw me all the way in. But I know he wants that. Like, it's like a little bit of a tug and pull, like a challenge. He wants that, and
this
it's sad because I want him. I want him too, but I don't want to be a notch in his belt. Like because I don't just do that. I fall in love really easily, and it'll make me end up hurt, and it'll make me lonely, and it'll make me hate him.
Makes her vulnerable.
And I just.
That sounds like international espionage here going on. We're playing this like intricate chess game, but we understand. And I was not trying to throw somebody else. I think it's amazing how that people can do that.
Yeah.
To, like somebody that cares about can just basically treat her like shit.
In a sense,
maybe he doesn't know that, but she knows it.
But yet, let's look at Tamika's psychological. Whatever you want to call it, she may not even want him. You can have him.
You're right. I agree with that. And maybe, like you said, it's the turkey cooking. Maybe he's a rare turkey right now, so he's got a turkey's due.
Well, he told her that he and a buddy was a pilot. They took a plane, and they went to Florida just to make a day trip. And I feel from his cards, there was more than that involved.
Yeah, if it wasn't.
Just recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, summertime, no
really?
Mirrors.
Women involved, huh?
What do you think they might have went down there?
They either went down there to meet them or the women accompanied them on the trip.
And I asked him, and he's like, no. Okay, so he lied. Okay.
You mean he lied?
Here's the thing, Tamika. You are high maintenance, where those other women are not.
Yeah, he doesn't want anybody to question him.
Yes, and I agree. Just leave that dog sleeping.
Yeah.
Because for one thing, you weren't committed to each other. You know, he could be going from one fellow to another.
Well, she kind of opened up her heart, so she threw that out there, and he didn't covet that, so.
Yeah, but now he's starting to realize, she's kind of the one, and as he's backing away, he's turning around, he's still, that's where you want him. We're strategy right now.
It's
with
a chess game, but you know what? Whenever that day comes, you may choose not to play.
Well, that's the thing.
And that's going to be her call on that day.
You bring in these psyches, different people. Yeah.
And she might say, you know what? I waited too long. That ship has sailed.
That's true. Yeah. So we'll see how you feel.
It'll be interesting.
When you can have him on
Definitely keep
your
calling.
Terms. Don't you stop calling him, girl.
Yeah, so we must.
What, honey? Go ahead, Jimbo. What was Jimbo saying?
I'm saying we are very intrigued by the man who won two songs.
Oh, yeah.
Very intrigued.
And in Florida.
I am? Or you are?
Third one. Well, we are.
Yeah. In Florida, who knows what that's going to be like.
Not making jokes at your expense at all.
No, but we
feel your heart is pure.
And he is evolving from being a spoiled player who gets what he wants and he didn't get it from you.
And none of that's your fault.
No, not at all. So I think that you holding up your panties is a really good idea.
And as long as you don't feel like you got to allow bad behavior and also feel like it's your fault.
I agree. What do you have for her?
You know, I feel like he wants a taste, and I want to give him a taste, but I can't do it. And this is an awful game I have to be a human about.
But a good say for you, a comeback for you is, I'm not going to start what I am not ready to finish.
Yeah, you could just say, I know my own weaknesses, and I'm not going to open that door.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Because we all have weaknesses, and I never usually recognize them.
Exactly. Then you've submitted this player instead of waiting for the real man to emerge.
If someone thinks they have zero weaknesses, they're blind.
Oh, they all do.
Yeah, we all.
No, I have weaknesses. That's why I seek him out. And I never reach out to men from my past. This is a first. But him, he's always, since 2016, he's been on my mind. But there's a danger there.
You
know what's going to happen.
At least you know he has this weakness, so you can be a little more logical.
Exactly.
At least you know that. That's the thing. If you recognize it, then you're already...
She's ahead of the game.
Yeah, if I know I suck at this one thing, then I know that road. All right.
It sucks.
Here's your...
The problem is I can only look and can't touch with him. This sucks, but all right.
Yeah, there you go. It's window shopping.
And it's worth waiting for. It'll be spontaneous combustion.
Or it's not worth waiting for, and you'll make that decision when you hit that road. All right, stand by for your angel card reading as you're going to take us to the end of the show.
Ooh, there wasn't.
Negative. That's somebody that's been there forever and ever. We're talking to her.
Oh, okay.
She's listening.
Okay, good. All right. See, yes, Tamika, we're trying you out of the show.
My co-pilot likes to try to be a pilot. All right, here we go. Clear cognizance, Archangel Uriel. Attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you. They are answered prayer.
Ooh.
So,
I like it.
I get a lot about it because she's kind of, like she said, she knows how she feels. She knows how she feels. So just pay attention to those things, and if you'll be smart, good things will happen, not bad.
I think your conversation tonight will be filled with a lot of good banter back and forth.
Yeah.
Like we just did.
We did.
The three of us.
We threw a lot of things in what wasn't your expense, so I hope you didn't take that.
No, it wasn't.
I am disgusted for my own male people. All they ask. I really am.
They're a bunch of like animals.
Yeah, and I don't. I don't. When they have like somebody that really loves them, and then they kick them to the curb, they can come back later. I don't like that. But that's just me.
Well, that shows your integrity.
Well, and so does my age, bro. Maturity. Maybe not integrity.
So
I might have been like that at a young age.
And then the day trip to Miami, that's so obviously a day trip to Florida. That's so obviously about a girl. He's very good looking. That's so obviously about other women. I just.
Yeah.
I
well, you know what? Don't show your jealousy, Tamika, because that he wants that. Because it's like putting another crack in your armor.
Oh, you're like shoveling coal into the ego furnace. Yeah. The ego. Oh, yeah, look at that. I'm the man. Look at her. Yeah. That's only going to turn into a bigger monster.
Yes, exactly.
Never let go of him.
Gee, you actually have good advice.
I got a brain in them there ears.
Thank you so much, hon. We are fascinated with this story.
I keep calling back.
Yeah, we'd love that. Yes, and I'm glad you're
I'll let you guys know what the phone call turns out to be like tonight. I'll let you guys know. Because I have needs too. You know, I haven't dated anyone in years, but I can't. This is just a situation that, like, I know how it's going to, I'm going to have more desire in the end for this person than I just feel he's going to have for me. And I'm going to be the one that's going to end up all heartbroken and hurt. And I want to participate, but I can't.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we've made it our night. We'll see. But we're for sure going to be here Friday.
Fridays and Saturdays are pretty much for sure.
Yeah. We don't know about tomorrow.
Thursday's always last-minute decision, game-time decision.
But please.
Tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow, if you guys come on, I really want to try to catch you. I just have my group therapy at 7 o'clock also, Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays, and I get in trouble if I don't go, but I would rather come to you guys so much rather than them. I hate when I see you guys on and then I have to sign into this stupid group session and like I'm like I'm gonna miss the show if I don't, but I can't hang up on a group session. I have to
do it spontaneously.
Yeah, but we typically make the decision no later than 3-4 o'clock Eastern time. So start looking on Blog Talk for that.
Yeah.
Do you follow on Blog Talk? I think you can follow.
Yeah,
Do you get notifications?
Yes.
No, I try to sign up for it, but it doesn't always notify me. I don't know what's up with Blog Talk, but it stopped being good with that, like, years ago when I used to talk to Sweet Psychic and all these other old people. Like, I don't know. It stopped.
Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not. I deleted Facebook. I, like, never use it. I use Instagram, but I don't really. I'm shy. I don't really post there.
But we haven't developed our Instagram.
The only reason I threw out Facebook was because we also are simultaneously broadcasting a show on Facebook Live for the Love Doctor show, and that notifications also. But otherwise, just look for us.
Yes, let's just look for us. All right, look on Blog Talk Radio. We should be on the page.
Tomorrow's 50 shots. Yeah. It all depends on how things work out.
And I want to be the victor in this.
Yeah. She's pretty sharp. She knows the situation. She knows the battlefield. She knows the advantages and disadvantages. Now she just got to execute.
All right, let's take
After what I went through with Frank, his big brother or his twin or whatever, because they both share the same birthday, like Frank left me just so like disappointed and everything. So I know. And then Frank is not half as good looking as Aris. Aris is like, Aris has what he needs, what a woman, you know, are going to look for in all the right places, if you know what I'm saying. So he's very dangerous. And I just know he's not going to think twice if I fall in love with him. I don't see, unless I keep him around for years to keep him like really, you know, boiling over for me. Like if I give it to him quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't.
He's used to that. Like, yeah, he's very used to that. He's like a, I don't know.
He's a pan.
You'll just be another.
Yeah. And that's all you'll be.
And you don't want another.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Oh, she,
I have needs.
Yes, you do, but let's be hopeful.
Yep. Be strong and be,
right.
Yes, be strong and stick to your guts.
All right, honey, we got to go.
We got a wrapper, baby.
But we love having
all
you. Right. Take care, and to talk to you again.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Deborah, oh my gosh, I want to talk. I'm going to ask you sometime about someone named Nick I used to talk to you about years ago when I first stopped you.
Sure. The next time you call, that'll
yes,
be cool.
That would be great. Okay. Take care, honey.
Okay.
Lots of love. So, yeah.
All righty.
Bye. And take it low.
It's low. And in the meantime, take your vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yes. Well.
Your vitamins.
And we look forward to meeting like this again. You folks are the show. We don't do anything here. So we let you take us where you want us to go. With that said, I leave you with the words of my grandmother, who said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Jimbo and I will see you real soon. Bye.
I have to end it.
We're getting better and better every time. These people love us.
We have the British invasion as early as shit.
Really?
Well, usually, we have the entire UK population to see 5 minutes.
I think they come for entertainment with you.
That Mike is there the whole time. See?
He's, yeah.
Every once in a while, he goes, okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? In there?
Otto.
Remember when I joked about the jail?
Yeah.
And Jill said, oh, I wasn't talking about it. And it was hidden. I had to unhide it. It's like, come on, face. We're boob. Really? They had it temporarily hidden. Come on.
Yeah, really?
Boob. That word has multiple means too. It's not always.
You're a boob.
Yeah, boob, like an idiot. Boob. Yeah, it's like idiot. So stupid. But there's jillions of people on it, so it's a door. You can't
ignore it. There's a reason we keep doing this daily. I think part of it is for us to get really slick at radio broadcast.
I gotta shut my computer.
I think it's for us to be connected out there, you know.
She wants to show them therapy.
That clients left her to come to me.
That's hilarious.
We just never spoke of it. I've, by the way, tried to contact her. She won't. She's ghosting me completely. So,
well, what are you gonna do, Deb? You can't go and be smart.
So no